The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon and good night to all those who are listening in different parts of the world. Welcome to a new episode. I am Coach Danielle Powell, aka Coach Danny. I am the founder of Singles Who Pray. I'm also a content creator for YouVersion. I have many devotionals on that app for singles, for women, for just all believers alike. I'm also a Christian life coach. If you would like coaching, you need help on your single journey, or you just have an idea that you would like to come to life, or if you just need help accomplishing those goals, growing into the person the Lord has called you to be, feel free to sign up for a discovery call at my website, daniellepowell.com. I will love to coach you. So you guys, I totally forgot to update my podcast family that I'm on like this social media break from Facebook and Instagram. I'm so sorry I forgot to tell you guys. I'm like on embarking week two, and it's been a blessing. I just have to be obedient to what the Lord is doing, telling me to do in this season, and it has been amazing, and God is just downloading so many things. So guys, my Singles Who Pray family, shout out to you guys. I love you guys. You guys know I'm staying updated with you guys in a private group. So if you are listening, if you're single, if you would like to be a part of our community, we would love to have you. Feel free to join our Singles Who Pray group on Facebook. So I just want you guys to keep praying for me. I will be back soon. But I just felt led to just do this podcast today, this episode. First I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to, you know, but, I woke up this morning like, no, just release this word. So, we are embarking a really high holy day, Pentecost Sunday. And Pentecost is a day of celebration of, receiving the Holy Spirit by the early church. And this day is so major for the church. Every church doesn't celebrate it. It's based on a denomination, but it's very significant to the church. I was raised a Pentecostal, so we always celebrate Pentecost. So go with me really quickly to Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they all came together in one place. Suddenly, let's say that again, suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. So go with me to Acts 2, 13 to 15. Some, however, made fun of them and said they had too much wine. And then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews, all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. He said that with power. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. I just love that. So this just really explains of, you know, the apostles of the church being filled with the Holy Spirit. And, you know, many of them were speaking in different languages, and they were residents of different places, but they had different languages speaking in tongues. And, you know, from an outsider who is not filled with the Holy Spirit, you would think, you know, that's weird, that's strange. Like, why are they speaking like this? And this still happens to this day. Like, you know, if someone is not a believer, they may come to into church and see someone speaking in tongues. They don't know what's going on. So in this particular setting, it seemed like it was the same thing. Like, people were on the outside looking in, seeing everyone being filled. And, you know, if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, sometimes it is uncontrollable, right? Sometimes you just can't control yourself. So you can imagine, this is the first time this is happening. God is really moving in this setting. So I just love how they broke that down. So let's go to, and I just like how Peter just shut it down. Like, they're not drunk. It's 9 a.m. Like, what are you talking about? That was so funny to me. So let's go to Acts 2:17. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. And I just love this because this is God saying that he's going to pour out his spirit on everyone. If it doesn't matter if you're a young girl, if you're an older person, we're going to dream dreams, we're going to see visions. And this is what the Lord is doing in this season. I really believe so strongly that we are in a season of revival, not just revivals, just having church services, revival of our hearts, our minds, turning back to God like never before, allowing God to truly fill us with his spirit, his Holy Spirit, refill us. Some people that's listening needs a refilling. Sometimes we just been, you know, holding on to that old oil, that old thing. And God is looking to do a new thing and fill us up again. And I believe God is really looking to fill us up with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking of tongues. Because I remember as a child, story time, you guys always know I have a story time. Because like I said, growing up in the church, I didn't always like, you know, when people, you know, are filled with the Holy Spirit, because I thought it was like, as a child, and don't judge me because this is my mindset as a child, I really thought that people were like faking it. So sometimes I really couldn't get into the services because I just thought this was fake, honestly. That was just me as a kid. I'm like, it don't take all that. And then I was an usher serving in the church as a, you know, young girl. So all these people are being filled with Holy Spirit, falling out. I was always annoyed when I was in church. And I just used to think, like, it don't take all that. And I dealt with that for so many years as a young girl, really, like, annoyed because I'm ushering. I don't feel anything that they're feeling. What is this about? Is this even real? You know, I really think the enemy wanted me to believe that because I really had a strong belief that this was all fake. And God had to really move on my heart about that. And I would never forget this experience. One time, my cousin, she's a prophetess, she came to the church and I was ushering and everybody was falling out. The spirit was so heavy in the church. And she just decided, I never received a prophecy in my life. As a child, I never got, you know, received a prophecy. So she said something to me in my ear, which was, it was insane because it was exactly, no one would know this. And what she said was so on point. And I don't know, the spirit of the Lord just fell upon me and I just fell out and I was on the floor for a long time. And when I got up, I ran out the church because I can't believe that this, I got, you know, like, I guess a glimpse of the Holy Spirit on me. And I was just like, no, this can't be. Like, I was like, I can't believe. And I feel like I was just so shocked. And I ran out of the church. But then years later, when I rededicated my life back to Christ, I was just, you know, really on fire for the Lord, trying to learn about the word, going to church, praying, you know, developing my own relationship with God. And I was seeing like everyone being filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking with the evidence, speaking in tongues. We receive the Holy Spirit when we give our life to Christ. But I was like so ready for the Holy Spirit to speak in tongues. I was like fiending for it. So I called my pastor, shout out to my auntie. And I was like, what do I have to do to get the to speak in tongues. And then she told me to, you know, just meditate, just pray, just keep praying for it. And, you know, meditate on Acts 2. Pray that every day. And I was speaking to my grandmother as well, because I always would speak to her about, you know, speaking in tongues and stuff. And I'm just like, that was the conversation for a long time, because I was just like, I just want to speak in tongues. And then I just kept praying about it. And I was very obedient to what my pastor said, to keep reading Acts. And I was reading that every single day. And then one day, my favorite apostle in this world, he came. Shout out to Johnny Anderson. Apostle Johnny Anderson, he is the best apostle in the world. He came to the church, and that night, because like I said, sometimes you will be filled with the Holy Spirit without even, you know, you don't know when. And that night, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I think it was me and my sister and another girl. We were just like, I think he made everyone like hold hands and pray. And I remember letting go of their hands and just like going into praise and worship. And someone was nearby, and they said that I was speaking in tongues. And then after that, it just kept, you know, happening. And then that's just a testimony to someone out there. Like, maybe you are praying to receive the evidence of speaking in tongues. Just continue to pray and, you know, ask the Lord to fill you, because having the Holy Spirit is very important. And speaking in tongues, I didn't think it was really important until, you know, now doing it very often. Just praying, it's so important to pray in the Spirit. Like, people don't understand, like, it's God here. Like, when you pray in the Spirit, you're saying things that the enemy can't hear. So it's really important to, you know, be filled and with the Holy Spirit. And I truly believe that God is doing something so unusual with our generation, that many people are going to be filled with the Holy Spirit, refilled, because many of us, we need a refilling like never before. We need a refilling like right now. And we're not just going to speak in tongues and not speak to our neighbor. We're not just going to speak in tongues and can't apologize to our family members. God is doing a new thing where there will be real transformation. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, but also we are being transformed with the renewing of our mind, being transformed in our hearts, being transformed, a full transformation. I know some of you guys can agree with me. You want a full transformation. You don't want to be the same. So I'm just going to share a dream I had. This was actually, I think, the last week in May, and I was holding on to this dream, but today is, it kind of ties into the message. As you guys know, sometimes, you know, God uses me through my dreams prophetically. And I had a dream that there was bins and bins of shoes. And there were so many bins of shoes. And, you know, us ladies, we love shoes. And there were brand new shoes to choose from. So I was just like, you know, this is for me. Okay. So I just was like looking through the bins, trying to find pairs that match. And I found so many, because some of the shoes actually weren't pairs, right? But the shoes actually, when I started to search through the bins, I found many pairs of shoes. And they were nice, brand new. Keep that in mind, guys. Brand new shoes. And one thing that was kind of like, that stood out to me was that some of the pairs of the shoes, they were actual pairs, like, you know, right and left foot, but on the shoes there were different unique designs. So it was a pair, but like one side of the shoe had like a little cute design, like maybe like studs, and the other side had something different, but it was still a pair. And there are so many powerful duos in the Bible, right? Abraham and Sarah, they brought forth a promise. Isaac and Rebecca, a love story that I love. David and Jonathan, the true besties of the Bible. Ruth and Naomi, they represent a new beginning, being at the right place at the right time, right? Priscilla and Aquila, I think I said his name right, a dynamic duo. Go with me to Isaiah 61 and 17. Instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion, and instead of disgrace, you will rejoice, in your inheritance. And you shall inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. I just love this scripture because I believe God is doing great things and double. God is going to give you double for your trouble in this season. Go with me to Joshua. Hold on, guys. I'm reading from my prayer journal, guys. If you guys want to get prayer journals, feel free to go on my website. I have mini journals designed for you guys. So here it is. Okay. So go to Joshua 23:10. One man shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God is who fights for you as he promised you. Amen. Go with me in Ecclesiastes 4:9. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. And I just think this dream was so significant to what God is trying to do through peers. And, you know, many of us, we try to do everything on our own, but God is doing something new, something amazing through peers. And it doesn't always have to be, you know, even I'm going to touch on that, you know, kingdom marriages, but it could be friendships. It could be business relationships. It could be you coming together with some person to make a change in your community. And we need each other. I mean, sometimes we feel like we could do everything on our own and we don't need people, but God is looking. Even Pentecost, it was a group of people who were filled together. And I'm pretty sure they went out and they told the world about what had happened. And God is looking to do that for us. For us to come together, not in a singular, you know, moves, but with people and allow the Holy Spirit to work in us together. And I do believe that this is what the dream was revealing to me. And it ties perfectly into Pentecost because, like I said, it was a group effort. People were filled together. And I'm always going to bring up kingdom marriage because we're all single. Some of us single. And, you know, some of us, God is going to put you together with your kingdom spouse where you guys are going to do great things for the kingdom of God. You're going to impact your community. You're going to be a role model to youth, to men and young women, to kids. And many of us, you know, have this for so long, had this mindset, I just want to get married to show off. But God is saying, no, I have a purpose for you for this kingdom marriage. And the Holy Spirit is going to be working in that marriage. And God is preparing you. So some of you that are waiting and you're just tired of waiting, allow God to work on you in this season. Allow God to fill you with the Holy Spirit so that when you guys come together, you guys will just be a powerful duo. And I just keep hearing that powerful duo. God is not going to let me forget it. You know, and I pray that even, I don't know who this message is for, but maybe you have trust issues where you're not able to fully trust someone to come into your life, to someone that you could depend on. Because sometimes we're so independent for so long that we can't allow someone to come in our life so that we can depend on them. They could depend on us. We can lean on each other for that strength. We can empower each other. We can support each other. And I'm praying that if that is you out there that is struggling, like, I don't know if I can depend on someone, or I can, you know, let someone come into my life to love me. I pray that God would release you from that mindset and that you will be more open to what God is trying to do in your life as far as God bringing a kingdom spouse into your life. So I just pray that we just allow the Holy Spirit to work in us like never before, because the Holy Spirit is going to allow us to go do great things in the world. The Holy Spirit is allow us to bring souls to Christ, to go preach the gospel, to speak the word with power, speak the word with authority, speak the word so that people can understand, speak the word so that you can show love in a way that people have never experienced before. So I just pray this message bless someone. I'm praying for you guys as always. Even on this break, I'm thinking of you guys. If you're in my group, I'm going to, you know, continue to just update you guys weekly. I'm going to post this in the group for sure. I'm not posting on my Facebook page, just in the private group. So if you want to join our group, feel free to join us. So I hope this word bless you. God bless you. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you for this being a day that we have never seen before. You are a matchless king. You are the king of glory. We just want to give you honor and all the glory. Lord, we thank you for this being a weekend of Pentecost where we celebrate the first church receiving the Holy Spirit. Lord, we are so grateful just to know you. We are so grateful to experience the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for all those who are already filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Lord, we thank you for all those who will be filled for the first time, God. Let it happen for them this weekend. Let them happen for them this month, God. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, God. Continue to keep us at your feet, God, to seek you like never before in this season. We thank you for this being a revival of our hearts and our minds. We thank you for you sending your fire upon the believers, God. We thank you for giving us refreshing of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for restoring all the things that have been lost in this season, God. We thank you for how we are going to continue to seek you like never before. We're going to continue to pray and put prayer as a priority in our life, oh God, putting reading the word as a top priority in our life, because we know seeking your face and getting to know you is where we grow, is where we get stronger in our faith, is where we get stronger in the word, and where we get power and authority to walk this walk. Okay, so Lord, we ask that you would just go into the churches this weekend, God. Fill it up with your Holy Spirit. Fill up with your power. Send an unusual Holy Spirit in that place that people will leave and not be the same. Lord, touch, anoint the fresh pastors that will be leading the service on this weekend, oh God. Send a word that is life-changing. Send a word that they need, oh God. So Lord, we are just grateful to know you. We are just grateful to experience you like never before. And we just praise you in advance for all those who will give their life to Christ. Lord, we are rejoicing for the souls that will give their life to Christ, God. So we give you all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.